Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. As we have noted often in the past, one front in that war, of course, is the home front. And at the moment, considerable agitation is taking place about what to do about securing the home front, whether we should at all, with respect specifically to a border wall, as Donald Trump promised he would build in the course of the 2016 election. I'm very pleased to say we have with us today a woman who has supported Donald Trump, has worked as a surrogate in his campaign, who founded America First Latinos as an element of the effort to bring to the White House a man who promised to build the wall and to address the problems of specifically immigration and the challenges that it poses illegally, especially to the security and well-being of Americans, a project that she has specifically devoted her time to as the co-founder and director of the Remembrance Project. This is a non-profit organization dedicated to honoring and remembering Americans who have been killed by illegal aliens. Her name is Maria Espinoza, and we've spoken with her in the past and are delighted to do so. On the day after President Trump sat down with congressional leaders and made it sound as though another amnesty may be in the works and perhaps no wall. Maria, welcome. It's so good to have you. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. Welcome back.
Hello, Frank. Thank you so much for having me on, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, and a Happy New Year to you. I hope it will be. Let me ask you about this meeting yesterday at the White House, Maria. I don't know if you had a chance to watch the 55 minutes or so that were broadcast, but what did you make of it, and where do you think we go from here?
Well, I think it's a good thing for President Trump to bring both sides together. You know, and really he has no choice at this point because he's really backed into a corner, Frank. You know, because of our GOP leadership, you know, siding with and taking up the Democratic platform, here we are. Trump is forced to sort of make an art of the deal to get this country out of the situation that the former administration and both parties have placed us in.
So I do want to talk about the Remembrance Project and the work you're doing with it, but just staying with this for a moment, it seems as though the art of the deal is shaping up to be that the president is prepared to accept whatever the Congress can fashion in the way of a compromise, which would seem to mean that since there is a sizable number of advocates on both sides of the aisle for not only DACA and some sort of amnesty for this so-called deferred action on childhood arrivals, but, you know, perhaps more broadly, an amnesty for their extended families. This would seem to fly in the face of the kinds of promises that the president made during the campaign. How would you and others who supported him, in part for his approach, very much in contrast to all of that, that would seem to be over the side?
Well, I think right now, Frank, that what we all have to do, and your listeners, is to help President Trump keep his campaign promises. He does have an America First agenda, and we have to stress that as well as his 70-point immigration policy that he put out a few months ago. So, you know, I'm giving up on President Trump. I am very disappointed, however, in some of our own elected officials who allowed this situation to take place. They should have fought this when Obama was in office and when this DACA situation and DAPA came up. And now we have that U.S. Judge Alsup, you know, trying to stop President Trump from rescinding an unconstitutional action. I'm not a lawyer, but it just seems that if the executive branch implemented this unconstitutional action, it would think that the executive branch could rescind it.
Yeah, well, you would. And in fact, this is just, of course, the latest example of judicial overreach with federal judges all over the country telling the president, despite his clear authorities on immigration issues, on, oh, I don't know, transgenders in the military or the military more generally, and now on this DACA business, what he can and can't do when it seems as though it's really not within their purview constitutionally. Let me ask you, Maria, and I appreciate your wanting the president to succeed in the ways that he promised to do. What, as you see it from the perspective of the Remembrance Project, are the stakes? Should we wind up with more illegal aliens coming here? And I understand they are coming here after things abating dramatically during much of the first year, presumably because of the president's stated policies. The signal that there will now be an amnesty seems to be opening the floodgates again. What do you think are the prospects that we will see more Americans killed, more Americans who will have to be remembered by your project if this plays out as some on Capitol Hill seem to intend?
You're absolutely right. There will be more Stolen Lives quilt banners having to memorialize Americans who've been killed by people who shouldn't have been here in the first place. And that's why the Remembrance Project was created in 2009 by myself and my husband, Tim Ling. So there will be more people who will be killed in the future. And here there is nothing done about this issue. And the urgency that Paul Ryan, or it was actually Dick Durbin, mentioned, there's an urgency and these lives are hanging in the balance. Well, what about the lives of innocent American children who have been killed and should still be here with their families, enjoying their American dream? You know, no one in that room that I heard mention the Angel Moms and Dads and Stolen Lives families. And that is the most egregious element of illegal immigration. And this has to stop. That's the urgency here, is to stop the killing of innocent Americans.
You would think that would be the first order of business for people who have a duty to the American people to represent them in Congress as well as in the White House. Maria, give us a sense of the magnitude of the loss of life that we've seen that you are honoring with your Remembrance Project.
Well, you know, unfortunately, the American people are not privy to that. And when my husband and I met with Attorney General Jeff Sessions several months ago on this issue, and we thought that we would be able to get the statistics, but Attorney General Sessions says, no, it's impossible for them to obtain because the municipalities do not cooperate with them. Sanctuary cities, and and there are families that I speak with, because we are very grassroots, Frank, so we know the integral parts of some of these cases, and there is so much wrong with what is taking place in our court systems and re-victimizing Americans, and you don't know about it because it's not out there. The courts try to stifle their voice, of course, if it hasn't gone to trial, but you have DAs and judges, as you see this, Judge Alsup, basically putting forth their personal liberal agendas over the law. And this is the mess that we're in. However, I think with these elected officials, we have to hold them account. We have to vote them out. And, there are 34 GOP representatives who signed a letter asking Paul Ryan to give amnesty to the DACA recipients. And again, I think all of this falls on the shoulders of our GOP leadership. They're directly to blame for all this and for not placing the betterment of and the health and welfare of Americans first.
We have to leave it at that, Maria Espinoza. I appreciate so much what you're doing with the Remembrance Project. We're delighted you now have a beachhead here in the swamp in Washington, D.C., and look forward to hearing more about your efforts and certainly commend what you're trying to do to make sure there aren't more of us killed and therefore in need of remembrance at the hands of these illegal aliens. I hope you'll keep up the good work. How can people find out more about your work, the Remembrance Project, Maria?
They can email me at director@theremembrance.org. therememberanceproject.org and go to our website, www.therememberanceproject.org. And they'll have to type that as it is in the URL bar because major search engines have suppressed the search bar of our website.
Well, this is a subject we'll be turning to later in the program. The suppression of freedom of speech is a serious problem. I'm so sorry it's afflicting you as well as others of us. Keep up the good work, my friend. Come back to us again soon. Next up, Diana West joins us for our weekly visit with us. We'll get her take on this DACA business and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.